We got coming up in just a couple of moments, we're expecting to speak with the folks who are going to be part of Paws in the Park. It's the ASPCA's event that is coming up this weekend. So we'll wait for a moment or two. We should have coming up on the line in a couple of moments, Chuck Givinetti. So we'll wait for him. However, we have joining us in studio at this particular time for our next segment, we have Michelle McKenzie, who is a board member for the Animal Protection Center in Brockton.
Hi, Kev. Hey, thanks for having us back.
Absolutely. But I have to say is we had an agreement last time you were here, and I believe that you came as a trio, and I believe there's one of the member of your clan is missing.
Yes, the four-legged member of my clan is at home. I didn't want him. He's not bipartisan, so I left him home today. He's staying at home with his stepbrother.
And let's make sure and who exactly are we talking about?
We're talking about Hathaway, my pit bull, okay, who barked at the Democrat last time he was here.
That's fantastic. Although I don't condone that. I try to be right down the middle if I can, but it does make for good comedy. If in fact you have a Democratic smelling four-legged friend, it's definitely very cool. And now I'm getting the high sign that actually we have joining us Chuck Givinetti, who is the president of the board of directors for the Animal Protection Center. Chuck, are you there, sir?
Kevin, I am here. Hi, Kevin. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Chuck.
As you probably were just kind of listening, Chuck, we Hathaway is not here, but we can still carry on this conversation for this upcoming event that is taking place on October 20th, an event called Paws in the Park, and from what I understand, it's going to be held in Easton. Which one of you would like to take the lead on this to give us an idea of this fantastic event that is coming up?
I always defer to Chuck.
Then Chuck, that I think she has given you the reins to at least this portion of the conversation. Give us an idea. Talk to us about Paws in the Park. I believe this is the fifth annual event that is taking place.
Kevin, that is correct. Paws in the Park is Sunday, October 20th. That's next Sunday. It's registration starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it is our fifth annual event that we are holding as a fundraiser for the Animal Protection Center located in Brockton, right on the Easton line.
Okay, and talk to us about I understand it's a fundraiser, guys. What's the purpose of this fundraiser? What are you looking to do in regards to raising the money? Are you trying to just remain an independent shelter and provide good care to animals in the area?
Yes, Kevin, thank you very much for that lead in there. Yes, we have just celebrated our fourth anniversary. Yeah. 4 years ago, the Animal Protection Center became a independent nonprofit organization formed by several local folks and continues to be run independently by local folks. The call at the time was another shelter, another organization was closing the facility in Brockton, and our group came up and formed and continue serving the community of the people in the community, homeless pets, and doing about just shy of 1,000 adoptions last year. Really is a need that we want to continue going forward. So, yes, our fundraiser is really to keep the organization independent and moving forward.
I got to throw things to Michelle to kind of keep an even keel with the conversation here. I mean, how important has it been? I mean, times have been tough as far as financially. How is it for you guys to try to continue to operate in the heart of these tough economic times?
Oh, it's really hard, Kevin, and that's why all our fundraisers pretty much go to the same cause, and it's just to keep the shelter going as a resource for the community. I mean, if you, there's been a lot of events in the news and a lot of criticism of people who have to surrender their animals and put an ad online or something like that. The shelter is there so people don't have to do that. So you come and you bring it to people who care about the animal, care about finding a good place for the animal, and we really it's a shoestring budget that they operate on. It's four staff people who are there, and the rest is done by volunteers, and so all the funds, all the, you know, goes directly. It's not to mailing costs. If anybody wants to donate stamps, there's how we get our mailings out.
Okay.
You know, is things like that. It all goes, the bottom line, it goes to the care of the animals and the education of the community, because it also allows us to partner with different groups when we do. We'll have the Animal Rescue League spay-neuter bus at the walk on Sunday. But we do a lot of stuff with Easton Animal Control Officer, the Brockton Animal Control. We do microchip and low-cost rabies shots, things like that. It's all about, you know, trying to help people keep their animals and being there when they can't.
And again, we are speaking, the voice you just heard, that's Michelle McKenzie. She's a board member for the Animal Protection Center in Brockton. And also on the phone line, Chuck Giovannetti, who is the president of the board of directors for the APC. I gotta ask you, I know the two common animals that we always hear about, Chuck, are dogs and cats. But does APC only deal with those two animals, or is there a wider range?
No, Kevin, there's a much wider range. We, at any given time, we'll have birds, ferrets, bunnies up for adoption. We take in surrenders of reptiles. While we're not the facility that is best equipped to take care on a long term of a reptile, we do work with the New England Herpetology Society to work with them to place those animals. But if you come into the facility, at any given time, you'll have a wide range of animals to choose from, including small animals too, like I mentioned, rabbits and ferrets, but mm-hmm. we also might have some mice or pet rats up for adoption as well.
Okay. Now, from what I understand, October is quite a special month, Michelle, and especially when it comes to awareness. What month would that be?
We love October. October is Pitbull Awareness Month.
I'm sure Hathaway's listening right now.
Yes, Hathaway is at home, and he's got his ear to the radio. Since getting him from the people at the Animal Protection Center, Kevin, you know, my dog is everything, and mm-hmm. I try and advocate as much as I can to kind of present this breed in a different light. Since we were last here in April, I believe, Hathaway yep. is now a therapy dog. He and I are a therapy dog team, and we work with developmentally disabled adults to help, kind of bring them out of their shell and stuff like that.
Okay.
And he is absolutely loved. It's so nice to walk into a place and just absolutely everybody is so happy to see
him. They swarm to the dog.
They love. He sits on a couch between people pulling him in two different directions, trying to kiss him and hug him, and it's an awesome, awesome sight.
Aside from being a Pitbull Awareness Month, I believe that there's another cause or another awareness too. Correct?
Yep. It's also Adopt a Shelter Dog Month.
Okay.
So October is a big one. If you have already made your donation to Susan B. Komen and want to go out and raise more awareness, you can raise awareness about a pit bull or, you know, talk to people about adopting shelter dogs. We always have a few. There's always some at the shelter, and they are just wonderful. We have our new partnership with Paws New England, so we're getting a lot of dogs from down south, from the kill shelters down south. This has been a really good partnership for about the past 6 or 7 months.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you, Chuck, who are some of the folks who are going to be sponsoring this walk that you want to at least acknowledge that they are helping out with this fifth annual event, the Paws in the Park?
Yeah, Kevin, thank you for asking for that because, you know, I mentioned for 4 years we've been running here celebrating our fourth anniversary. People in the community, as well as businesses in the community, have really come rallied around and helped us to continue. And now this year, Paws in the Park is sponsored by Bank of Easton, Classy Canines in Easton, Dupras Bakery, Especially for Pets, Lloyd Animal Medical Center in Stoughton, and Pet Health. So we're real thrilled to have those on as official sponsors of the Paws in the Park. Several of them have been with us from the beginning, and we really welcome and appreciate their help and welcome other business leaders that would like to work with us to serve the community.
Now, are you hoping that other folks are going to join you, whether it's alumni or residents?
Oh, absolutely. If anybody who has adopted from us would like to come down, we welcome them to come by. If they adopted a canine, definitely bring them to Paws in the Park to enjoy the fun and the atmosphere of the NRT sheep pasture in Easton.
But it's really, if I can jump in, it's just a whole, it's a big family event, and we keep referring to it as the walk, but it's really a walk and fall fair this year. There's a lot of vendors. There's going to be face painting. We have a food truck that comes every year, and there are going to be other food items there as well, and a bunch of costumes. There are a bunch of contests. One of them is costume.
You just kind of combined the two.
I got all my words mixed up.
It's okay.
But yeah, so Hathaway had the best trick last year, and his stepbrother Josie was the second best kisser. We had Lily the hero pit bull last year, so Lily was the best kisser, but Josie came in second.
Okay.
And, you know, best costume, you see the dogs parading around in all dressed up for Halloween, and it's too funny.
Now, I also, you mentioned some of the food vendors. I believe Papa Gino's is getting involved with this as well. Are they not doing some kind of an event, or do they have some kind of a flyer that they can help people financially?
Yeah, I'll take that, Kevin. Yes, Papa Gino's in Easton has been a sponsor of us, helping us out. And then this year, the night of the walk, they're doing a dough raising for us from 4 to 9 p.m. They do have a coupon on our website, apcsm.org. Print down that coupon, bring that into the Papa Gino's in Easton on the 20th between 4 and 9, and enjoy your dinner, and 20% of your bill will be donated back to the Animal Protection Center.
How important is it that folks attend events like this, especially for an independent organization that's looking to do so good? It's not like you're looking to turn a buck. It's not like you're looking to, you know, pile up cash in the corner on the backs of the taxpayers. Each of you, give me your thoughts on the importance of an event like this being well attended by the community at large. Michelle?
Well, it's important because it's a celebration, and a lot of times you hear just sad things, or, you know, somebody having to surrender their pet, or, you know, the animal abuse and things like that we might hear about in the newspapers, you know, and negative pit bull headlines that we're trying to combat stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, it's a celebration when you come and see all these animals together and the people who are working together from across a community to make something like this work and keep something like this viable and as a resource for people who are in need. It's a celebration. It's a happy time, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay. I have to ask, we haven't given it out just yet, but if folks want to, if they've just tuned in a little late on to this conversation, Chuck, is there a website that folks can find this information, find out more about APC?
Yeah, sure, Kevin. Animal Protection Center has a website. It's located at apcsm.org. On there are several links. One, obviously, to Paws in the Park, where you can get all kinds of information about the walk, as well as register online and make a donation. But you can also find out a little bit more about the organization Animal Protection Center, as well as other events that we might have going on, fundraisers. There's something out there, I think, already posted that Santa's coming in late November for a visit at the Animal Protection Center. So that website is certainly a place to go for all information.
I believe it's in my notes here that I have before me. There are a couple of other events that are coming, that are upcoming, that folks might want to just mark the calendar, Michelle, correct?
Yeah, we do. You know, the bigger events like the auction and the walk that's on Sunday, photos with Santa is always hugely popular.
Mm.
I think I have photos of my kids and my dogs that I've gotten from the shelter dating back over the last 14 years, as long as I've had the kids and the dogs. But we also do fundraisers similar to what schools do, just for, you know, every little bit of help that we can get. Right now we have Yankee Candle and Otis Funkmeyer cookie fundraisers that are going on. So if you want to get ready for the holidays, either order gifts or have something in the freezer on hand for that unexpected company, those fundraisers, the information's online, and it's also at the shelter. You can talk to any volunteer, and the APC gets 40% of whatever the sales are from those events. So they make everything helps.
Of course, that voice you just heard, that's Michelle McKenzie. She's a board member with the Animal Protection Center in Brockton. We want to thank you for coming in studio and joining us, Michelle.
Thank you, Kevin.
And Chuck, anything you want to say in closing, anything we might have omitted or forgotten, or anything you just want to make sure that we re-repeat so listeners who are listening will be able to hear it a second time around. Is there anything you want to share?
No, I don't think there's anything else I want to add. Just reiterate, a lot of things we spoke about is the goal of the Animal Protection Center is to be there to assist and help in the community. I think we spoke earlier about, just shy of 1,000 animals found their new forever homes last year. Mm. It is a resource. Michelle had mentioned a little while ago about negative things being in the news lately with animals and how the recession hurt over the past several years and people couldn't keep their pets. We're a resource for it. We're locally run, independent. It is a small organization. I think Michelle mentioned there's only 4 paid staff members, and I know you've been kind enough to mention that we're board members. Key thing, all of our, our board is volunteers, and a large number of people volunteer with our organization to keep it running. So dollars well spent when donating to the Animal Protection Center.
And finally, Chuck, of course, we've been speaking with Chuck Giovannetti, who is the president of the board of directors, as he said. Website. Folks want to find out more information, whether it's about this event or any upcoming events, or if they want to find out how they can help the APC, how can they find out that information on the website?
All information about the Animal Protection Center is at www.apcsm.org, Animal Protection Center. You can find anything there, from volunteering to events to adoptable animals.
And you can sign up to receive email communications as well.
Excellent. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Michelle. We must step aside. I would love to talk about the APC for another half an hour, but unfortunately, coming up, we are on the cusp of another segment. I believe we're going to be speaking with Dave Wedge of the Boston Herald. A lot of things going on last week in the city of Boston. We'll speak with Dave about that. You are listening to Monday Night Talk right here on 95.9 WATD. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.